This episode of Choose Your Fate contains scenes of violence, coarse language, and mature subject matter, including alcohol consumption and references to sex. Viewer discretion is advised.
Thank you for all your help.
Thank you for all your help. Honey, you only say that when they actually help you. They basically just wasted your time.
But they did help, Jasmine. They looked for something Sam might like.
Hardly. You gave them specific information to help you find a gift Sam would like. And what did they do?
Look?
No, they went to their storeroom of misery and grabbed all the stuff they haven't been able to sell in the hopes that you'd be desperate enough to buy it. Nothing they showed you even remotely matched what you asked for.
They still tried.
Oh, you're so naive, it's bordering on adorable. I will give them some credit for making it look like they were trying to help, but they didn't even bring you anything green. That was the bare minimum. Bring you something in your fiancé's favorite color.
Look, retail is a hard job. I mean it. It must be exhausting. Having to smile constantly, even when people are rude. And even when you've done all you can, it's still not enough for some customers who act like you're something they stepped in.
Oh yeah, retailer workers are saints. You're a nurse, Tori. That's the real hard job.
It's a different kind of hard job.
Look, in your line of work, people's lives are on the line. In retail, it's not like people will die from buying the wrong item.
They could. Like, if they buy something someone is allergic to.
That's not... Never mind.
But I'm dead if I can't find the right gift. Ugh. Sam is going to hate me.
That man loves you so much that the thought of hating you is impossible for him. Why don't we just go back to that first store? You said he liked that brand.
No! I can't just get him a sweater. We're not even married yet, and I'm already drawing a blank. Is this a sign my marriage is doomed?
No, but it's a sign you're throwing yourself into a downward spiral for no reason.
Easy for you to say. You know, you could support me and join me in the spiral so I'm not alone.
Tori, when it's time to spiral, I will always be there with you. But this is not the time.
What did you get Tyler for his birthday?
On his birthday, we were sort of off again, so I didn't need to be overly personal with my gift.
But you did give him something. I remember seeing a gift box.
I think I just gave him little things. Aftershave, his favorite whiskey, and...
And?
Oh, yeah. Birthday sex. We were on again after that.
Aren't you too tired of this back and forth already?
No, not yet anyway.
Sometimes I really don't understand you and Tyler.
I know, but it works for us. Same way things between you and Sam work in a way that's best for you two.
Yeah? Well, once he sees my stupid generic gift card, our boring socks, and a lame I love you mug, it'll be over.
And we're back to spiraling. Here I thought I managed to snap you out of it. Okay, just stop and take a breath.
But I...
Stop. Breathe in. Good. Now breathe out. Panic shopping isn't getting us anywhere. Where haven't we tried yet?
Not where. Who?
Who?
Isaac. He'll know.
What's up, Tori?
Hey, Tori.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, gorgeous.
Not the time, you two. Text if you want to flirt. Isaac, I'm in trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Sam's birthday present trouble. I had the perfect gift organized, but he messaged me this afternoon to tell me everyone in his work chipped in to buy him the exact same book set I was going to get him.
Oh, no. And you didn't have a backup gift?
I didn't think I'd need a backup, so I didn't plan one out. I thought I was golden until this afternoon. Now I'm completely screwed. I can't think of anything that's good enough.
I'm sure he'll love anything you get him.
No! We're getting married soon. And I want to make this birthday special for him. I need a thoughtful gift.
Okay, we've still got time. Don't panic.
Too late.
Okay, you want something different that no one else will be able to give him? I've got the perfect place.
I knew I could count on you. Where is it?
It's called Past and Present Antiques. It's just a 5-minute walk from my place.
Antiques? Really? Can we all remind ourselves what age Sam is actually turning tomorrow?
Don't judge it before you see it, Jasmine. I've never left the place without buying at least one thing, and I've never been disappointed. You know what? I'll meet you there.
Thank you so much, Isaac. See you there.
Oh, Ty, you coming too so I don't die of boredom or get suffocated from all the dust and old person smell?
Hell yeah, I'm coming too. Don't worry, I'll give you mouth to mouth if you choke.
Okay, Tori. See you soon. Bye.
Bye. Okay, got the address? Let's go!
Tori, I know Isaac insists this place is the most magical place on Earth, but really think about it. You have a limited amount of time. Are you sure you don't want to go back to one of the other stores and buy one of your maybe options first? Just in case this place doesn't work out?
Jazz, I don't want a maybe gift for Sam. I want to find something amazing that will show him just how much I care about him. All those other stores have the same sort of things. And I can't risk someone else buying the same thing for Sam. Once was bad enough. At least everything at this antique store should be one of a kind. I'm willing to take a chance on this place.
Okay. If you're willing to give it a try, I'll follow your lead.
Thank you. You never know. You might find something you like too.
Yeah, let's not get too ahead of ourselves, okay? Curiosity prevails.
Such atrocities turn tale. Hopes and shards of mine, time is
Hey, you two.
Hey, yourself. Honestly, how are you so flawless even when running?
I wasn't expecting you two to get here this fast.
Victoria, were you spiraling?
No.
She was hard. I nearly got my hand slapped off for pointing out my favorite store had a sale going on.
Your type of store isn't exactly the right place to find a gift for Sam. As easygoing as he is, I don't think he'd be thrilled about getting a little black dress for his birthday.
Depends on who's wearing it. Right, Minnie?
Okay, we can tease Tori all we like after she gets Sam's gift.
Thanks again for this, Isaac. Seriously, you're a lifesaver.
Please save all praise until after you see for yourself how great this place is. If you don't find something for Sam here, I'll kiss Tyler.
Oh, I'll take that bet.
You know, it really is a burden to be this handsome sometimes. But does this mean you finally moved on from your little crush on one of the shopkeepers here?
What?
Oh, so that's why you keep coming here. So we really could be wasting our time. You only suggested this place to come and flirt.
No, I swear, this place is amazing. Besides, I don't even know if Tessa is working today. But Tori, I swear, you'll find the perfect gift for Sam.
I really hope so. Okay, let's just go inside. We're wasting time I don't have.
Everyone, hold your breath. This might be the last bit of fresh air we have until we leave the Museum of Dust.
Nice, Jazz.
Wow.
Well, I gotta admit, this is a lot nicer than what I was expecting.
What were you imagining?
Something like an episode of those hoarder shows, only on steroids. You know, stacks of newspapers going back to the 50s, visible layers of dust, no space to move, that kind of thing.
There's my favorite customer. Isaac, are these your friends you've been telling me about?
Hey, Tessa. Yeah, this is Tori.
Hey.
Jasmine.
How's it going?
And Tyler.
Saving the best for last, huh, Isaac? Hi there, Tess. Had Isaac told us how pretty you were, I think we would have dropped by sooner, huh?
Well, it's great to finally put a face to the names. If I remember right, there should be one more in your group?
Sam, yeah. He's working. Also, it wouldn't be great if he were here, since I'm desperately shopping last minute for his birthday present. It's a long story, but Isaac promises your store will have what I need.
Oh, it's not my store. I mean, I wish. But yeah, I'm sure there'll be something suitable here.
Hey, where are you two going?
Exploring?
Yeah, we've already got Sam's gifts. Ooh, hey Jasmine, check this out!
Attention span of children, those two. I'm going to quickly make sure they know the rules of this place. I'll be back, okay?
It's fine, Isaac. You go ahead. I'll help Tori.
Thanks.
He really loves this place.
He's so protective of the items. I really appreciate that in him. Anyway, tell me about the things you have in mind for Sam's gift.
Honestly, I'm so frazzled that my mind's going blank at this point. I know that I know what he likes, but it's just...
Start small and simple. There's no need to panic. The store will be open for as long as you need it to be.
Thank you so much. Okay, simple and small. Let's see. He loves the color green. Books, like any subject. He'll read it all. It's weird, but he loves snakes. Says they're just misunderstood. He wanted to be a pirate when he was a kid. Loves nature. He said he and Isaac used to disappear for hours to explore the woods when they were little.
That's great. I promise you there's plenty of items here that will match any of that. How about...
Excuse me, miss. Could you tell me more about this?
Oh, yes, I'll be right with you. Sorry, I have to go see to them. I think if you head to that section over there, something will definitely jump out at you. Usually, items catch the attention of customers before I even have the chance to suggest anything. So just relax and take your time browsing, okay?
Okay. Thank you again. I feel so much better now. I have a good feeling about this place.
No need to thank me. Call me if you need any help. Or ask Isaac. He's nearly got this place memorized by this point.
Right. Thank you.
Sorry about the wait. How can I help?
Well, I was wondering about the history of this piece. Do you have the original records?
We have everything filed and stored. I'll go look for those for you now.
Thank you. That would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, shop. Do your thing. Speak to me. What would be the perfect gift for Sam?
It's been a little while. Do you think I should go check on her?
Isaac, remember your first time here? You disappeared for hours. You know this place is bigger than it looks. She needs time to look.
Still, it's starting to get late.
It's fine. I told Tori that I'd keep the store open for as long as she needed.
That was really kind of you. You sure you don't mind, though?
Of course I don't. If it's for a good reason. I'm not going to get in trouble for staying open a little later.
Really, you're the best.
Oh, don't call me that yet. Not until you see this.
Go ahead, open it!
Is this what I think it's gonna be?
I don't know. You'll have to open it and see.
No way! It's even better than I imagined.
I'm so glad you like it.
I love it. Honestly, tell your boss that they are the best at finding stuff. I've had a space in my home office for ages just waiting for this framed bee to fill it.
You might not be so thrilled when you hear the price.
When have I ever had an issue with the price? This, like everything else I bought here, is worth it in every way.
Oh, Tyler, please be gentle with that.
I will. I just want to see if it'll make a rainbow in the light.
You can still do that if you hold it in both hands, not between just your thumb and finger. Please, this isn't a toy store.
Deep breaths, Tessie. He'll be good. Don't worry.
Jasmine!
Oh, relax, Dad. We know to be careful. Besides, if we break it, we'll buy it, and it won't exactly wreck our bank accounts if that happens.
Still, I'd prefer these items be treated with respect, regardless of if you can afford them or not. Their value isn't just monetary.
Okay, it's back on the shelf and not a crack on it. Well, not any new cracks on it, at least.
Can you two please just keep the touching to a minimum? The last thing I want is for Tessa to lose her job here because you two can't act your age.
Yeah, sorry, Tessa. Really.
Yeah, we didn't mean any harm. No more touching unless we're going to buy it.
Jess, look! Look at the mouth on the guy in that painting!
Oh my god, how tragic.
Ah, kiss me, Jasmine.
Never, not for all the money in the land.
There you are. We thought you'd gotten lost for a moment. Isaac nearly launched a search party for you.
Well, I could happily spend all day in this place. I still haven't seen everything.
Yeah, it takes a few trips before you even manage to see a majority of what this place has to offer, to be honest.
Do I even want to know what you two are doing? I can hear your voices all the way from the back of the store.
Just killing time with our new friend, Lord Fishlips?
Uh-huh. Are you guys going to buy Lord Fishlips? Or anything actually to make up for causing trouble?
Well, yeah, we're going to buy something. But more importantly, did you find something for Sam?
Yeah, I got some options here.
Okay, set them on the counter. Let us see.
Great choices. Personally, I'd go for the snake statuette.
Ooh, it's freaky but cool. Well, I guess he could put it in his office at work.
What about the book?
It was the first thing I picked up. But since I know he's got that book collection from work, this one might be a little overshadowed.
That's true. What's in this box?
Oh, this one's my favorite.
Oh, now that is nice. Look, it's on a green cushion too. How perfect.
When I saw it, All I could think of was how similar it was to the one his grandfather had.
You're right. It's not exact, but it's very close. Tori, you have to get it for him.
Oh, you're not getting the snake?
No, I think it has to be this watch.
Of course it has to be that one. It's the only right answer. Oh, just think about this. Him wearing this on your wedding day. It'll be so classy.
I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, I could picture it. It'd be perfect.
Sam's your fiancé?
Yep. Not for much longer, though. The wedding's less than a year away.
Ah, well, congratulations to you both. Just to check, you're absolutely sure you want the pocket watch to be his gift?
Yeah, it has to be this.
Why are you checking anyway?
Choices about gifts for a lover are very important. Personally, out of them all, I would have chosen the snake.
Hell yeah, Team Snake.
No, I'm certain. The pocket watch it is.
Pocket watch it is. All right, and since you all seem to be buying something today, I'll give you all a discount on your purchases.
Tessa, that's not necessary.
Oh, there's no need.
What? What do you mean, no need?
Yeah, if she wants to be nice and give us a little something off the price, then we shouldn't argue. Right, Tessa?
Precisely. You deserve it.
Well, I don't need a discount. I've never taken one before. I'm not gonna start now.
Yeah, I was more than willing to pay double this amount to get the perfect gift for Sam. I don't need a discount either.
Very well.
Thank you again, Tessa. I'll definitely be back.
Thank you for coming by today. I'm sure we'll see each other again soon.
I'll wait outside. Bye.
Thank you. This place was a pleasant surprise. Bye.
Oh, thanks a bunch. This is gonna look so cool in my place.
I'm sorry about how obnoxious they can be at times. Deep down, they mean well. You didn't need to give Tyler or Jasmine a discount, honestly.
It's fine, Isaac. I'm just glad they picked something that suited them best.
About that, I don't want to sound weird, but you got a little tense about Tori buying the pocket watch for Sam.
Oh, yeah. I guess I did. It's just working long enough in a place like this influences you.
What do you mean?
After a while, you start to pick up on the old superstitions. I'm fine now.
Are you sure that's all it is?
I promise. Thank you for checking on me, though. Now, last chance. Are you sure you don't want that discount?
I'm absolutely sure, and I'm going to buy that camera, too, while I'm at it.
Camera? I didn't think you had an interest in that.
I've been curious about learning how to develop photos the old-fashioned way for a while now, so I think I should give it a try.
Well, you'll have to let me know how that goes.
Trust me, you'll be the first person I update as things develop.
Oh, that was bad, even for you.
Hey, it got you to laugh. I'll count that as a win. Thanks again, Tessa.
Anytime.
I am so ready to just lie down and slip into the world's best food coma. That was amazing.
No! No food coma for you yet. We need to at least stop by the bar and have a couple of drinks with the others. They want to see you too.
Only a couple. I don't want to go to wherever's planned tomorrow with a hangover.
You're always so sensible. Times like these make Isaac look like a wild party animal.
Hey! I can be a party animal, too. Just not when I have something to do the next day.
Still no hints about what it is you'll be doing?
Nope. You know Tyler and Isaac. When it comes to surprises, they keep their mouths firmly shut.
Yeah, I was shocked by how long they knew you were going to propose before you actually did it.
Well, I did tell them that I was going to marry you one day after our first date. So, it didn't surprise them when I finally bought the ring.
You're such a softie.
Only for you. Do you know why?
Why?
Because you're the best.
Aw, don't get mushy now before you get a drink. The guys will blame me for it.
But I mean it. This is the best birthday. Because I got to spend it with you.
We only had dinner. I haven't even given you your present yet.
You didn't need to get me anything.
Yes, I did. I'd never forgive myself if I didn't give the man I love a gift on his birthday.
I hope you didn't stress yourself out about getting me something.
Maybe a little, but it was worth it. At least, I hope it was.
Baby, your days off are limited. You should be using your free time to rest and relax, not wasting it worrying about me.
If I'm doing something special for you, then my time isn't wasted. Happy birthday, babe.
This is... Where did you get this?
That antique store Isaac loves so much. When I saw it, all I could think of was that old photo of you when you were little and sitting with your grandparents.
Yeah. Looks just like Pop's watch. Tori, this is the best. Really. I love it so much.
Really?
Really. Almost as much as I love you.
Love you too. Come on. Let's get inside before we start getting pestering phone calls and messages.
Sammy has arrived!
Hey, there's Happy the birthday boy!
How much have you guys had to drink already?
Only a couple for toasting to your birth.
The others were just to be sociable.
Just be glad we haven't started on the shots yet.
Still think you're getting out of this without some sort of hangover?
Oh, I'm still sure, for now anyway. You sit down. I'll grab us some drinks.
I don't think so, Samuel Baker. Sit your ass down. Your drinks are already ordered.
I'd listen if I were you, Sam. We don't want her to break out the middle name, too.
Yeah, Samuel was more than enough.
Here you are. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
So, I see you already got your gift, Sam. Isn't it great?
Yeah, I love it. Hasn't my girl got the best taste ever?
It looked great on its own in the store, but seeing you with it just shows how much of a perfect match it is.
I seriously need to go back and thank Tessa.
You got that right. That doll I picked is amazing.
Amazingly creepy. He has it set up in his hallway so that it's the first thing you see when you enter. Nearly had a heart attack when I went to get him this evening.
Hey, you be nice to Jasmine Jr.
Nuh-uh, you are not naming that little horror after me.
Ho ho ho! Can I be her godfather?
Of course you can. And she's not a horror. She's so creepy that she's cute. The next time you stay over, I'm gonna sit her at the bottom of the bed and play the music box I bought too.
I will kill you if you even dare. Why couldn't you have just bought something nice like I did?
Oh, I was so busy getting the pocket watch that I didn't even look at what you guys bought.
Oh, well, you don't need to worry about seeing Tyler's shameless impulse buy. Honestly, it's better you never lay eyes on it.
I finally got the framed bee I've been searching ages for.
Nice! I know how badly you wanted one, you little entomophile. Jasmine, what do you get?
I'm wearing it. Can you believe something like this was hidden away on one of the shelves of that place?
Is that sapphire? It's beautiful.
Just as well it was hidden, though. Otherwise, someone else would have gotten it before you.
The best retail therapy buy in a while. Now, whenever I'm stuck in that library late at night, I can use this to remind myself that my torment is almost over and let my frustrations just wash away.
We're so proud of you, Jazz! Just another few weeks until you graduate.
That's what I keep telling myself. This PhD will be so worth it in the end, but even better than that, I won't have to lay eyes on that one librarian ever again once my research is finished.
What is your issue with librarians?
Not all librarians. Most of the time, they're sweet. This one? Oh, she is a nasty piece of work. has hated me since day one, and the feeling is mutual. I just love to read
Okay, her. Easy, Jazz. You can't earn your diploma if you've been arrested for assaulting the librarian.
I'd kick her ass.
You'd so win, Minnie. Oh, gosh. It just got me thinking. I bet your mugshot would look so hot.
Aw, thank you, Ty.
Okay, before you two get all handsy, I have to know. What are we doing tomorrow? Can you please tell me now?
Okay, so we're taking you to that new outdoor adventure place. You name it, we're doing it.
Oh, no way. Seriously.
Ziplining.
Hiking.
Axe throwing.
Paintballing.
Yes! That is gonna rock! Excuse my reach. I'll clear these empty glasses away. Another round, folks?
That'd be great. Thank you.
Oh, before that, could you take a photo for us, please?
Of course. You got your phone there?
Not quite. Here. It's already wound. Just point and click.
Old school, huh? Okay, everyone. Get ready. On the count of three, say, Happy Birthday! 1, 2, 3!
Woohoo! Happy birthday!
I can practically feel you vibrating through the phone.
I can't help it! Babe, this place looks so cool. I mean, I haven't seen all of it yet, but it's... horses!
It's horses. That's some sort of outdoor adventure slang I'm not familiar with.
No, babe, there's horses here. You can even go horseback riding through the forest trail. Hey, honey?
I love you, but we're not honeymooning there.
Aww.
But we can definitely go together.
Yes! Oh, you're the best. Did you eat breakfast?
Yep, all finished. Coffee is almost done, and then it'll be off to the ward.
I hope today's a good one for you, babe.
I hope so, too. But I hope yours is even better. Have fun. Okay?
Oh, I will. You can be sure of that.
What's first on the schedule?
Hiking the forest trail to see everything. Then axe throwing. I think, honestly, I don't care. I'm so happy.
You deserve to be happy, baby. Just promise me one thing, okay?
Anything.
Please be careful. You're not a teenager anymore. So, enjoy your day, but just not recklessly.
I promise you to be careful. Everything here starts with an individual health and safety talk. Even if I wanted to be stupid, I couldn't.
I know you'd never do something stupid, but it makes me feel so much better to know that there'll be people there to make sure everyone behaves and does everything right.
Of course it does. Like you said, I'm not a teenager anymore. Can't be hopping into work with a sprained ankle because I didn't listen.
Or messing up your back because you threw the axe wrong.
Oh, yeah, my pride wouldn't be able to take that.
But if it did happen, I'd nurse you back to health.
You're too good to me. Oh, we gotta go.
Me too. Have a great day.
I'll call or message you later when you're on your break. Same time as usual?
Same time as usual. Love you.
Love you too.
Morning, Mr. Robertson. How did you sleep?
Would have slept a whole lot better if people didn't appear in the middle of the night.
I know it's not pleasant, but we need to keep an eye on you. You just got out of surgery.
I know. I've got the stitches to prove it.
Mm-hmm. And if those stitches get pulled or got infected, you'd want us to catch that sooner rather than later, right?
Yeah, I know, nurse. It's nothing personal. I just want my own bed now. This place isn't exactly relaxing to be in.
Well, if you keep progressing like this, I think Dr. Sullivan might be letting you go home in the next day or two.
Yeah, that's a relief.
Now, I said might. That doesn't mean you're definitely getting released. Remember, the final decision is hers, not yours or mine.
I know. Thank you. Oh, and Nurse Hall, you're a good kid.
Thank you, Mr. Albertson. You're a good patient. I'll be back later to check on you, okay?
Okay.
Ugh. The day's not even over yet, and I'm beat. Can't wait to get home, have a long shower, and hear all about Sam's outdoor adventure day.
Oh, so that's where the guys took him? Bet he's having the time of his life.
You should have heard him this morning on the phone. He was so excited.
I'd say so. He'll be in his element.
Yeah.
Hey, what's wrong?
It's my break, but he hasn't messaged or called.
Oh, well, he probably lost track of time.
Sam always remembers when my breaks are. Even if plans change and he won't be able to call, he makes sure to leave a few messages to let me know how his day's going, or to tell me when he'll be free again.
There's probably an innocent explanation. You said it was an outdoor adventure place? The signal could be awful, depending on where he is or what he's doing.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm probably overthinking it.
It's possible. But worrying isn't always a bad thing. It shows you care. Give it another couple minutes, and then if there's still nothing, give him a call.
You're right. I'll call him. And if it doesn't connect, then I'll know for certain if it's the signal or not. Huh? Hey, Isaac. I was beginning to worry. If you're calling me, then Sam's phone probably ran out of battery because he was busy taking too many photos. Am I right?
Not quite. Tori...
Oh, don't tell me he lost his phone. Put him on. I promise I'm not angry.
Tori, I'm outside.
Yeah, it's an outdoor adventure.
No, I mean I'm on your floor of the hospital. We're in the waiting room. Could you come out, please?
You're here? Why? Did something happen?
Tori, please, I need you out here.
Can't you tell me now?
No, I can't tell you over the phone.
Okay, I'll be right out.
They're here? That's strange, isn't it?
Yeah, Isaac sounded weird. I'll be right back.
Sure thing, Tori. I hope everything is okay, honey.
Tyler? Isaac? Where's Sam?
Tor, you should maybe sit down.
Sit down? For what? Guys, what's with those faces?
Tori, fuck, this is hard to say.
Isaac, you're shaking. What? What happened? Where's Sam? Neither of you have told me where he is yet.
Just please sit and we can explain.
Explain what? Oh, don't tell me he actually did hurt himself. Is he okay? What department is he in? Intake? X-ray? Why are you both here? One of you should be with him.
No, Tori. Don't call his phone. He won't answer.
Why? Is he hurt that badly?
So we were in the middle of our health and safety talks for... Well, it doesn't matter what it was for. But, Sam started to look off.
Did he faint? Who's with him now?
He collapsed. We called an ambulance right away, Tori. We swear we did, and the staff got the first aid people there super quick.
Tyler, you're not making any sense. Sam's fine, right? What did the first responder say?
Tori, they did everything they could for him, but it wasn't enough. Not even the paramedics could do anything.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Sam was... Tori, Sam's gone. I'm so sorry.
Gone? What do you mean? Like, no. He's not. This is some really bad joke, isn't it? He's gonna pop out from around the corner now, and Jasmine's going to have been recording this the whole time, right?
Tori, no. We'd never joke. Not like this. Fuck. I wish we were joking.
But you have to be. Please. Just tell me it's a joke.
It's not a joke, Tori. I'm sorry.
I swear, I'm not even mad. Just stop looking at me like that. Please stop telling me this is real.
Tori.
Please. It has to be a joke because he can't be gone. He can't be.
I wish I could tell you differently. I'm so sorry, Tori.
We both are.
No! I just spoke to him this morning. He was so excited about today. I could still hear his voice talking about the horses. And...
Just let it out. I've got you.
Choose Your Fate was written by Carrie Murphy, starring the voice talents of
Amber Burrell as Victoria Tori Hall,
Nate Washko as Isaac,
Vanessa Benoit as Jasmine,
Max Adrian Burton recording for Tyler,
Ryan Hoyle as Sam Baker,
Betty Sequeira as Tessa,
KJ Burbank as antique shop customer,
Dante Majors the waiter,
Terrence Addison as Mr. Albertson,
Shakira Dunn as Dr. Sullivan.
Music by Key Garland. Key art by Angie Min. Casting by Carrie Murphy and Jenna Oliver. Directed by Jenna Oliver and Luca Xavier. Script editing by Jenna Rose. Audio editing by Jenna Oliver. Thank you so much for listening to episode 1 of Choose Your Fate. Episode 2 will be released Monday, October 14th. Episode 3 will be released Monday, October 21st. And on Monday, October 28th, we will be releasing the full feature version, which includes character art by Dorky the Edge. If you like this episode, please feel free to check out our Linktree, linktr.ee/wolfmagpiemedia. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.